The verses I'm focusing on today are Galatians 3, 27 to 28, but I'm going to read from 23 up to 29. Before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under the law, locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed. So the law was our guardian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith. Now that this faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. As I've been journeying through a Lent book, I came across a particular study that struck me as to what we needed today. Perhaps not your usual Mother's Day talk or what you might have expected, but God works in mysterious ways, so I'm following his lead. To recap on Galatians, Paul and Barnabas had just completed their first missionary journey. They'd been visiting cities in Galatia, the modern-day Turkey. When Paul returned to Antioch, he was accused by some Jewish Christians of diluting his message to make it more appealing to the Gentiles. He was even followed on his journey, and the accusers were telling the Gentile converts that they had to become Jews first in order to become Christians, which would have meant following Jewish laws and customs. Paul wrote this letter in response to this threat, and I'd urge you to read it from the beginning. Belonging. In these verses, Paul is talking about inclusion. Today is Mother's Day, and we think of how it feels to have a mother, be part of a family, and this can be a difficult day for some. We may not have had a good relationship with our mother, or we may not have known her. We may have found motherhood difficult or not a possibility. But for us, what Paul is saying here is about belonging. We are God's beloved children, loved and accepted. You're going to have to bear with me now because I'm going to read a children's book to you. And it's a favourite of mine. And I will probably be in trouble later because it was a favourite of Johnny's. And as Ruby's here. You'll have to bear with me and just listen to the story first. It's called When You Grow Up. Zachary and his mum have the same colour fur and the same colour eyes. They both like to hug and they both like chocolate ice cream with honey on top. In the morning, they are both yawning, sleepy-eyed sleepyheads. Zachary says when he grows up, he's going to live with his mum. Mum says that's all right with her, but maybe when you grow up, you'll be a famous football star. Oh, yes, says Zachary. I will score all the goals and be a hero. And then I'll come back and I'll live with you. Or maybe, says Mum, when you grow up, you might be a baker. Mmm, says Zachary, and I'll make sticky chocolate birthday cakes every single day. Will you let me lick the bowl, asks Mum. I might, Zachary laughs, and then I'll come back and live with you. Maybe, says Mum, when you grow up, you'll be a pilot and fly a helicopter. That will be great, says Zachary. I'll go up high over the clouds. Oh yes, says Mum. And then I'll come back and live with you. Or maybe, says Mum, you'll be an ambulance driver and you'll save someone's life. Yes, says Zachary, and I'll zoom through the streets with the siren going and the lights flashing. And then I'll come back and live with you. Or maybe, says Mum, you'll be a cowboy and ride a big horse. Yippee, says Zachary, and I'll lasso cows with a rope. And then I'll be made sheriff, and I'll have a shiny star and a big hat. Ooh, says Mum. and I'll catch all the bad guys and throw them in jail, says Zachary. And then I'll come back and live with you. Or maybe, says Mum, you'll be a farmer with a red tractor. You'll drive around the fields. I think it should be blue, says Zachary. Oh, says Mum. Yes, blue, because that's my favourite colour. And I'll have a big friendly dog and he'll help me look after my sheep, says Zachary. And then I'll come back and live with you. Or maybe, says Mum, you'll be a magician and you'll make rabbits jump out of hats. Oh, yes, says Zachary. I will make you disappear. Oh, no, says Mum. But I'll make you appear again and then I'll come back and live with you. Maybe, says Mum, you'll be a daddy and have a little cub just like you. I might, says Zachary. And then we'll all live next door to you. I love that children's books have a subliminal message that a child might not initially notice, yet the more you read it to them, the more they understand it. Whether from the words or as they become familiar with the tone of your voice as you read it, the love they may hear when you read it. But what could we learn from this story? Like Zachary's mum, God encourages us to find our own way, to use our gifts, to work out who we are, but there is always a place for us. He doesn't want us to leave him, but we do have a choice of whether to follow his path or not. Zachary's mum was saying, off you go, live your life, do what you need to do, but I'll still be here. Zachary knew where his mum would be, where she always was, and so he could come back and live next door. Just like God, we know where he is, but he doesn't move. He is always there. It's us that can move away or come back. He allows that, but he'll be where he promises to be. We may not be a parent. We may be an older sister or brother, an auntie or an uncle, a godparent. But we can imagine reading to a child and the comfort they would receive from the reassuring words as those written here. Zachary is almost reassuring his mum that he'll be back, that he has the opportunity to leave, to find his own way, to make his own discoveries, his own choices. God gives us that freedom. We choose to follow him. We choose the way. We are all one in Christ Jesus. Whoever and wherever our parents are, we have a loving Father that will go ahead of us and prepare a place. But it's our choice to follow. We are God's beloved children. What we all hope from our mother is that we'll be loved and accepted exactly as we are, that we will always be loved unconditionally, and that we'll never disappoint them. Of course, the reality is that that can be quite different, because we're all human. We're all capable of making mistakes, and we frequently do. And we will disappoint her, as she will undoubtedly disappoint us at times. As we learn to be a daughter, a son, a wife, a husband, a sibling, a friend, so our mother learns to be a parent. We have no manual in life. There are books on motherhood, but nothing that can prepare you for it. The Bible is God's book, the book we need for life, not just for our childhood. All throughout, we can hear of God's love and compassion in his voice. At times in the Bible, we hear anger, disappointment, frustration, as people continue to make the same mistakes. But there is also compassion, understanding, forgiveness, and love. Colossians 3:12-14. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Refusing to keep a record of wrongs is a clear expression of God's love and forgiveness. We love one another, parent and child. However, as soon as something goes wrong, we are likely to remember that. We're likely to remember the last time we were disappointed or upset and drag that out too. That is not love. True, godly love forgives and doesn't remember wrongs. The focus of love is not to think about ourselves and our needs, but the needs of a loved one. In Galatians, Paul was showing us that we are all God's adopted child and heir. We are all one in Christ Jesus. God doesn't separate us through background, gender or status. We are adopted by God into a relationship that's all-encompassing, all-forgiving and all-loving. Being part of a family is all about belonging. Our hopes are that our parents will love and accept us as we are. Our ultimate acceptance and belonging will come from God. We can be our absolute worst in front of God at times, and we will, but we can come to Him, our ultimate parent, our loving, forgiving Father, and receive His love and forgiveness. We are all God's children. He loves us and He promises to be with us throughout our life. It may be hard to understand, and if we do not know loving, secure parenting, to believe that this applies to us at times, but it does. We belong and we are God's beloved children. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are gathered here today in your presence. We thank you for the gift of church family and the unity that we share together. We thank you for creating mothers, each with a unique combination of gifts and talents. We thank you for the gift of time that a mother gives their children. We thank you for their love, devotion and perseverance. We think of the mums and carers that come to our Panda group and pray that they have a day filled with love and appreciation. We pray for the women that volunteer to help at Pandas, giving their time and care, knowing how hard parenting can be. We pray you give each mum strength, help her to see in every daily task the value that you place on motherhood. Be with those mums who struggle to understand the decisions their children make. We pray, Lord, for single mothers who lean solely on you for the fathering of their children. We ask you for strength for those mothers as they approach each day alone. We ask that you be their living water and their source of spiritual and physical strength. We pray, Lord, that the same grace that flowed from Father to Son to us in salvation will flow from mothers to their children. We thank you that we have you to surround those children who may never know their earthly mother or father. We pray that each mother embraces the goodness of the gospel and feels no need to be what the world views as a perfect mother. We pray that love and forgiveness fill every home today and always. And Lord, on this day in which we honour mothers, may we give thanks to the women who have borne us, those who have nurtured us, and those who have prayed for our well-being. May our hearts be filled with gratitude to you who formed and knitted each of us in our mother's womb. And Lord, may we rest safely in the knowledge that we are all your beloved children. In Jesus' name, Amen.